is continuing to do, despite the fact he's locked up in a county jail.
After the discovery of Naomi Arnett's body, Robert Arnett told investigators that she had hanged herself, and he buried the body in an attempt to hide the death from her children. But authorities say those statements were inconsistent with what he said earlier. The 39-year-old Arnett will have to serve 100% of his sentence. His attorney, Emily Monroe, plans to appeal the guilty verdict and file a motion to have the sentence reduced. A University of Illinois economist is not optimistic about the short-term future of the state economy. Fred Gertz authored the U of I Flash Index, a measure of Illinois' economic performance as seen through monthly state tax receipts. The index in September came in at 100.6, just slightly above the 100 level that separates economic growth from contraction. Gertz predicts the deepest recession since the early 80s, even though Illinois has yet to see the most severe signs of an economic slowdown yet.
For example, the housing market isn't as bad here as some other places because it didn't go up as much to begin with, and we have done fairly well in terms of exports, but these are not strong enough to avoid the national problem. It may mean that the local problem will be less severe than the national one, but it's still going to be very likely the same direction and pretty much the same magnitude.
The Flash Index has been declining since reaching a peak in April of 2007. Gertz says even if the financial sector crisis eases, it's already sent the real economy headed towards recession. Officials in Illinois now say more than 877,000 people have voted before Election Day. The latest figure is nearly four times the state's former early voting record of about 220,000 in the February primaries. Illinois election officials hope the record early turnout will mean shorter lines on Election Day, when many expect turnout to be about 80%. Meanwhile, more than 12% of Indiana's 4.5 million registered voters have cast early absentee ballots. Over 572,000 Hoosiers have already cast ballots as of this morning. Indiana is still considered by some as too close to call in the presidential race, and that's brought Barack Obama and John McCain to the state several times over the last few months. The excitement is evident in Vermilion County, Indiana, just over the Illinois line, where County Clerk Florinda Pruitt has tried to prepare for a flood of voters tomorrow.
We take the numbers of registered voters for each precinct and order ballots based on that. Assume that we're going to have 100% turnout, and then I ordered 100 extra ballots per precinct for all the people that perhaps hadn't registered yet when I ordered ballots.
Indiana's absentee voting deadline passed at noon today. Pruitt says more than 800 people out of more than 11,000 registered voters chose to vote early. Private funeral services are planned Thursday for the daughter of Illinois Senator Dick Durbin. She died from complications related to a congenital heart condition. Christine Durbin died Saturday in a Washington, D.C. area hospital at the age of 40. She was the oldest daughter of Senator Durbin and his wife, Loretta. Thursday services will be limited to family and close friends and will be held in suburban Maryland, outside Washington. It's 5:33.
WILL programs are made possible by the University of Illinois Press, celebrating 90 years of publishing excellence for scholars, students, and the citizens of Illinois and beyond, including the 1933 Chicago World's Fair by Cheryl R. Gans.
Now here's Mike Sola with weather.
Well, thank you, Jim. The temperature on Friends Plaza has dropped to 65 degrees. Willard Airport already dropped to 61 with the early sunset. We see those temperatures dropping a little bit earlier in the evening, but they won't drop all that drastically far tonight. In fact, the average low temperature for the 3rd of November is 38 degrees, and we look for a low of around 49 degrees in the Champaign-Urbana area, with a clear sky overhead and the wind out of the south at 6 to 12 miles per hour. Sunshine and a continued unseasonably warm day tomorrow with a high temperature at 75. The wind will increase a little bit out of the south at 10 to 15 miles per hour. We stay clear for Tuesday night with a low of 52. Should be great Election Day weather. And then mostly sunny on Wednesday, the high 75. There is a cold front that is right now stretching just at the Minnesota border with the Dakotas and up just to the west of Iowa. And scattered showers have started to develop along that cold front. Now, by Wednesday night, the cloud cover will start to increase here, and then by Thursday, we'll have scattered showers and potentially some thunderstorms across the area. In fact, we'll keep an eye on things, but it looks like there could be some individual severe storms as that cold front, rather powerful, slow moving, and we should have moisture streaming up from the south with the southerly winds. But again, after a high of 75 on Wednesday, clouds increase for Wednesday night. The low temperature drops to 54. And then Thursday, we look for a mostly cloudy sky with showers likely and thunderstorms possible. The high temperature, 67 degrees. Following that, it looks like we will continue to see a drop in temperatures, and by the weekend, highs are only expected to be in the mid to upper 40s. 64 degrees on Friends Plaza at 5:35. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments today in a case that began with a medical disaster, a woman who lost her arm. The justices will have to decide whether a drug company can be sued for not warning of a drug's risks on the label if the company uses a label approved by the FDA. Here's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
The patient in this case is a Vermont musician named Diana Levine, who got